Memorial Day celebrations across the country will look a lot different than normal this year due to the pandemic, and some states are still somewhat shut down. Others are easing their way back into normalcy. However, even without parades or big barbecues, we will still honor our nation's fallen heroes around the country and, of course, right here in Arizona. KTAR's Taylor Kennerup spoke with Gold Star military wife Kathy Upchurch. Her husband, Lieutenant James G. Upchurch, died during the Vietnam War on March 25th, 1969. Taylor, like we said, you spoke with her, and how is she honoring her husband's legacy this year?
Well, like you mentioned, she's been a military wife for more than 50 years, or a Gold Star military wife for more than 50 years. So she's been really active in the community here. And so typically they lay a wreath and they have a large ceremony at Arizona's National Cemetery. But this year, with the coronavirus, they decided to film the ceremony in a much more intimate setting. So they went to Arizona's actually their first cemetery, and they filmed portions of the typical ceremony, and she was able to read different passages and read off the list of fallen soldiers. And she'll be able to air that on AZTV this morning at 8 a.m. So you can watch that live on azdtv.com.
Oh, that's great. And as we speak, the president and vice president are attending a ceremony at the Arlington National Ceremony. They'll lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But you mentioned, Ms. Upchurch, she has been an active Gold Star wife for decades. Can you explain what that really means?
Yeah, she said it's funny that for years of activism, she's run into so many people who don't really know what that distinguishment means, that people typically don't realize that that means she's a widow. So with the distinguishment of Gold Star, it means that your loved one that served died in action.
And what did she say that we can do to honor fallen soldiers from all the wars? And in about an hour, I'm going to go in kind of to the origins of Memorial Day and who it honors. But what did she say that we can do to honor fallen soldiers like her husband?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I am a huge history buff myself. My whole family's filled with history teachers. So I love learning about that stuff. But she said the real way to honor all of these fallen heroes and their families is to really learn about the person beyond the history textbook, to learn about their personal sacrifices and learn more about the people they know that passed and their legacies, so that way we can better honor and understand on a personal level what that really meant.
And maybe a better chance to do that this year, because a lot fewer distractions potentially to go and learn about it, because it's not like there are a lot of options for us to do, no parades to go to or anything like that.